Luke chapter 4, verse 1. We'll just read until verse 13. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they had ended, he became hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone.'" And he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "I'll give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" And he led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you to guard you. And on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" And Jesus answered and said to him, "It is said, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" When the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time. Let's pray. Father God, thank you, Lord, for giving us this morning just to come into your presence and to worship you together and to hear your word together. And I pray, just Holy Spirit, that you would help us to be sober-minded and alert, God, and just aware of the schemes of the enemy and to really guard ourselves. So thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Just wanted to share with you something that I read this morning. So I have a Bible reading plan from Alpha, and I recommend it to everyone. You can actually get it on your phone. Alpha Bible in 1 year. And Nikki Gumbel, the pastor of HDB Church, he also writes a commentary on the text. And it's, you know, there's some from Psalms/Proverbs and a passage from the New Testament and a passage from the Old Testament. And I was kind of debating what I was going to share about today. But since this is, PSAM always says he wants to give us fresh bread, right? So I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to share with you just what I learned this morning. And it's a very simple message. It's from verse 13 of our passage. So we're familiar with the story of Jesus' temptation, Jesus' temptation, right? The devil comes right after he's fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he's hungry, and he's in a weak state, and the devil comes and brings these three temptations. But I never noticed, I mean, I've read this passage many times, but it kind of jumped out at me today. When the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time, right? So Jesus defeats temptation. He defeats the enemy every time. He says, "It is written," and he shuts him down. But the devil is not defeated for good, right? The devil leaves him, but he said he was waiting for an opportune time. And so I think this is something, I think the Holy Spirit wants to give us a warning, basically, that the devil can come back. He's always looking for a good opportunity to come and strike you down and to make you mess up, basically, right? Have you thought about that? You know, that he is looking for an opportune moment to come and to destroy you. 1 Peter 5:8. Peter says, let's turn there. I don't want to mess it up. 1 Peter 5:8. "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Right? The devil is like a roaring lion prowling around looking for someone to devour. And then Peter says, "Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings." So we need to be alert and of sober mind. We can't be just clueless, you know, as to what the enemy is doing and just be so unguarded. Sometimes we go through our lives unguarded, unaware that the devil is looking for an opportune moment to come and strike us down. As a staff, we've started reading this book called The Screwtape Letters. It's written by C.S. Lewis, and it's a very interesting book. It's written from the perspective of this higher-level demon writing a letter to his nephew, who is a lower-level demon, and the higher-level demon is giving the lower-level, his nephew, his advice on how to strike down the believer, his assignment, right? He has an assigned believer that he needs to try and strike down. Very insightful in some ways, because you kind of see, man, how subtle is the attack of the enemy in our hearts. So today's Bible reading was on temptation and how to resist temptation. And for me, when I hear the word temptation, I just think of sexual temptation. I just feel like that's, what else is there? That's kind of how I feel. But then when I was reading today, and there's another passage that Nikki Gumbel kind of has assigned for today's reading, and it comes from Numbers, and it's Numbers, I think, from 8, 9, and 10, or something like that. And he actually goes through a lot of different temptations. So I just want to mention a couple with you, because it's not just sexual temptation. I mean, that's the easy one. That's obviously the one that we need to, especially as men, but I'm sure for women as well, we need to guard our hearts against that. This world is saturated with sexual messages and things like that. But another one that I think can come into our hearts, and it's so subtle, is complaining. Right? In the Numbers passage, it's the story of these the Israelites that they have just come out of the wilderness. Let me try to find that. It's Numbers 11, from verse 4. The rabble with them began to crave other food, and again, the Israelites started wailing. Isn't that funny? The Israelites started wailing and said, "If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, and also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna." How ungrateful, right? How ungrateful and just ugly it is to have these guys when the Lord has rescued them from slavery, right? They had no freedom. They were being oppressed in Egypt, and God has rescued them and brought them out and given them freedom and this new life, but all they can think about is, oh man, I wish I had more food. You know, I wish I could eat something else. And I remember when Pastor Sam was preaching on this at EMP, he mentioned something. He said, how quickly we forget where we come from, right? How quickly we forget the place we're at where God rescued us, right? And it's so easy for us to go back to that place of, I don't know, just self-centered, selfish, fleshly thinking, you know? In when we do our Growing in Christ class, we talk about temptation, and there's three temptations that John mentions, right? And the first is lust of the flesh, how we have these desires of the flesh, the cravings of the flesh that lead us to sin. And that craving of the flesh is not just sexual lust, right? It's also any kind of fleshly longings that we give into that lead us away from God. So it could also be laziness, you know? It could be laziness. Like, oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to. You know, sometimes it's not time for you to be tired. You need to be sober and alert. And you can't just say, oh, I'm tired. And laziness could be something that we give into. And that could be a subtle temptation of the enemy to get us to lose our focus, right? I just want to watch TV. I just want to chill out, you know? And I deserve this, or I need this. And sometimes, yes, but other times, I think that's a temptation. You're not going to be rested by watching TV. What is it? Binge-watching TV, right? You're not going to feel refreshed by watching the whole season of whatever it is you like to watch, Game of Thrones, you know? You're going to be rested when you spend time with the Lord. And so that's laziness. But here you see it's food. It's this primal kind of temptation. Like, I want this food. I want these things. But that could also lead us to complaining and having a bad attitude. Another temptation, if we read along in chapter 12, is Miriam and Aaron. And they basically just get jealous of Moses, right? And it's pride. It's the spirit of comparing and competing against one another. And so it's not just the obvious ones of like sexual temptation and falling for that, or falling for money and greed and cheating people out of money. It's these subtle temptations that come that mess with our mind, you know, put these subtle thoughts into our heads that make us look at someone and say, how come so-and-so has been given this responsibility? Right? How come so-and-so is recognized by Pastor Sam? How come so-and-so has received Servant of the Month? I don't know if you guys think like that, but how come this guy got Servant of the Month and I've been serving and never get recognized, you know? These prideful temptations, jealous thoughts that come in. And it's turn to Proverbs 7. Please. Before we read this passage, I just want to talk briefly about opportune moment. So you have to be aware for yourself, what is your opportune moment? As in, when are you at your weakest? So for me, I often find that I have been weakest before like big events, before retreat or mission trip or something, that's an opportune moment for the devil, for me. He looks and says, man, if I get him now, then he's going to be powerless. He's going to be ineffective. He's going to be so worried about himself or whatever, right? For some people, it's after a big conference, after a retreat, after a mission trip, and they're doing so well, and the devil says, opportune moment. If I get him now, he's going to lose everything that he has learned from that time. For some of us, it's when we're physically tired, when we're really, really tired, that's an opportune moment. The devil knows that you're at the weakest, and he comes in. And so you have to kind of, you know, just pray and ask the Holy Spirit, God, when am I at my weakest so that I can be even more on guard? And I want to just read two passages. Let's go to Proverbs 7, verse 25. Proverbs 7, verse 25. This is talking about sexual sin. This is talking about adultery and how there's a temptation of adultery and the father is speaking to his son saying, don't give in to that. Don't, you know, turn to the adulterous woman. But look at verse 25. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. So what I want to focus on here is it's your heart, right? It's not even necessarily him taking physical steps into her house, but it begins with his heart being turned away and being turned toward her. And so when we talk about these things of complaining, laziness, having jealous and prideful and comparing, competing thoughts, maybe you're not actually complaining. You know, maybe you're not actually like telling someone and saying all these bad things about God or whatever, or you're not actually bringing into physical form, you're comparison or your jealous thoughts or whatever, but it's your heart. Where's your heart at? You know, you got to check your heart. And are you giving your heart away to these things? Are you giving your heart away to these kinds of thoughts and mentality? And then I want to turn to one more. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12, chapter 3, verse 3. Oh no, verse 4. Hebrews 12, verse 4. In your struggle against sin, this is from the NIV. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. That's a hardcore passage. If in your struggle against sin, you haven't resisted to the point of shedding blood, what is the writer of Hebrews saying? He's saying, I want you to resist to the point of shedding blood. Right? Saying, don't just give in to these things. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion seeking to devour us. Right? He's looking for that opportune moment to come in and destroy our lives, destroy our ministry, destroy our hearts, destroy our joy. You know, when we give in to these temptations, the devil gets to destroy these things in our lives. And so the writer here is saying, resist. Don't give in. Don't give your heart away to these things, even to the point of shedding blood, right? That is, he's saying it's a big deal. It's a big deal for you to stay alert and be sober-minded and stand and resist against the enemy. So let's pray. Pastor Andrew is going to sing a song for us. Let's just pray this morning, and let's go before the Lord, and let's humble ourselves before Him, and let's just ask Him to help us to stay alert. And let's ask Him to reveal to us, God, what is an opportune moment for me? And would you help me to really be alert, God, especially in those moments? Yeah, let's go before God.
Christ in me.
Thank you. Yes, God, we need you, Lord. We need you every hour, and especially when we are in our weak moments, God. We need your strength. We need your anointing and covering and protection, God, so that we may stand firm and resist the enemy. Let me just read Ephesians 6. Therefore, or verse 13, therefore take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so, Lord, we put on the full armor of God today, and help us to be alert and to stand firm against the attack, the temptation of the enemy. God, may we not be so not be so relaxed that we forget that we are in battle, God, that there is an enemy prowling around like a roaring lion. So keep us alert. And I pray that we will honor you and obey you through all that we do today. Thank you, God. Let's pray together for our church. Let's pray for those that are going through cancer, battling cancer or going through different chemo or radiation therapy. Let's pray for healing for them. Let's pray for their heart to be strong and encouraged in this time. Let's pray for our community, illness and salvation, for those that are ill but also in need of salvation. Let's just pray for God's healing and also His mercy, that He would reveal His glory, His grace, His love to the people on this list. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for those just going through various infirmities. Let's pray for healing. And I think you guys prayed for Lizzie, right? Any update from John and Sue? No, Lizzie was in the hospital for emergency. So pray for healing for Lizzie and for John and Sue. And actually, there's another family. I don't know if you guys know them. Some of you know them. Pastor Christian and Pastor Aaron. They have two children. Both their children are about one and a few months old. They had to go to the hospital as well for emergency stuff. So you can pray for them for healing as well. So let's pray for various infirmities in our community. Let's pray for those that are looking for a job. Let's pray for God's provision and God's leading over our friends on this list. Let's go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for our city, Hong Kong. Let's pray for the government and the upcoming elections. Let's pray that, just pray for God's grace, covering and wisdom for our leaders. Let's pray for all the churches here that there will be revival in this place. Let's pray for all these different ministries listed that we partner with. Let's pray for God's provision and anointing for them. And let's pray also for our young people here in the city that there will be no more suicide. So let's pray against that and that they will find their hope in something greater than just the temporal, just this world. So let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for our staff. Please pray for... Actually, so many people are sick. Pastor Kenny is sick. Pastor Mary is sick. Pastor Sam's family, a lot of the children are feeling sick. So let's just pray. Pray for God's covering over the staff physically. Pray for protection. And also pray for unity. Pray for anointing. Pray for... for us to yeah, stand firm, you know, to resist the temptation of the enemy. So let's pray for the staff. Let's pray for our hospitality ministry, welcoming and barista. Let's pray for real love and welcoming spirit, acceptance to flow out of them to the newcomers and to people that, you know, many people come to church, they feel a little lonely, right? And so let's pray that through our this ministry that these people will feel loved and feel a sense of belonging here and feel accepted. So let's pray for God's anointing upon these ministries. Let's pray for the worship and sound and AV team. Let's pray for a heart of worship, pursuit for excellence, and it'll be a really powerful and effective ministry that really blesses the church and blesses God. So let's pray for this ministry. Let's pray for our house churches meeting today. Let's pray for each of them to really have a wonderful time. Let's pray that the presence of God will be felt in such a powerful way in these house churches, and that they would have such meaningful discussion and encouraging discussions. Let's pray for our house churches. Let's pray for our retreat coming up. Let's pray for our speakers, Bobby Connor and R.T. Kendall. Let's just pray for anointing. Let's pray. I don't know if Bobby's visa has come through yet, but let's continue to pray for that. If it hasn't come through, that it'll be done in no time. And let's pray that they will be well rested and really download from the Holy Spirit what to speak at the retreat, and pray for their personal lives to be filled with joy and favor and just protection from God. So let's pray for our speakers. Father, we thank you so much for today. Thank you for the word, and thank you for just your kind of gentle reminder, warning, God, for us to stay alert, God. Help us not to be ignorant of the schemes of the enemy, God. And Lord, I pray that this day we would glorify you and we would serve you and honor you. And we give this day to you, God. We love you and we worship you in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day today. We'll see you tomorrow.